This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, Leroy issues a call to leave the cheering section and get in the game. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
How do you view the Christian ministry? I know some people who feel that the Christian ministry is the job of the pastor and the paid church staff. The rest of us are like spectators in the bleachers at a basketball game. We cheer on the team, but we don't play the game. We hire the preacher and the staff to do that. Our job is to pay the bills, provide the uniforms, and cheer them on. But how did the Apostle Paul view the Christian ministry? Listen to his words from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not. Then in verse 3, Paul says, But if our gospel is hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Then in verse 7, But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Paul does not say I, but we. He speaks of our gospel. He refers to God's power using us. The Apostle Paul knew that he and a few other full-time workers would never get the job done by themselves. Nor was that ever God's intention. Paul relied on the members of various churches to pray for him, to support him financially, and to encourage him. But he saw himself as one member of the total team, a great witnessing brotherhood in which everyone had a part. Paul would never endorse the idea of a pastor doing all the work of witnessing and training while the congregation did nothing but cheer him on. What if a team of Marines landed on a beach or an enemy-held island and the whole team sat down and began making daisy chains while the captain charged off into the jungle to fight the battle? Then, after a week or so, he returned, tired, hungry, and beat up. So the team got up, praised his good work, patched him up, resupplied him, and sent him off for another week of battle, while they took their places back on the beach. And there they remained, making daisy chains, and remarking to one another what a blessing it was to have such a good man on the team who would do all the fighting while they sat there and praised his good work. That is not the picture of the church we find in 2 Corinthians. But all too often, that's the way it really goes in our congregations. Paul tells us that it is our gospel and our ministry. Thank God for your pastor, and then make sure that you get into the battle as well. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
We want to help you begin a fascinating study of the Bible. We're offering a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide, Daily Walk. Each day, you'll take a stimulating walk through a new passage and discover truths you can live by. Write the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, the Bible's unique formula for giving. Poverty plus joy equals generosity. Join us on Daily Discipleship.